Well, earlier today, Mark Milligan announced his retirement from the Socceroos captaincy and international football at the helm of the Socceroos. And one of his great mates and teammates for the course of 2012 to 2015 at the Melbourne Victory is, of course, Archie Thompson. And he joins us on the line to reflect on the man himself, Mark Milligan. Thanks for your time, Archie.
No problem.
Give us an insight into what he was like as a leader and just setting the example for the remainder of his team.
Well, look, to be honest, it was a bit of a shock to me that I just found out through social media that he'd hung up the boots. But I know that his priorities have changed a little bit, and that's what happens when you get a little bit older. Obviously, he's looking at managerial role now in the UK where he's playing. And, you know, also too, maybe kind of knew that the writing was on the wall a little bit with, you know, just knowing his age and players coming through, and there was a few selection dilemmas for Graham Arnold, but that's just sport. That's what happens. You know your time, and I think he's bowed out at the right time. He's had 4 World Cups. He's played in World Cups. He's won an Asian Cup. He's captained the Socceroos. So, I mean, look, if you're going to go out, he's done that. He deserves all the supporters from everywhere that will probably come over the next few weeks, because he's been an outstanding servant for the game, and especially for Socceroos.
No doubt he's been a great international representative. From an international perspective, watching him and observing him from afar, what were your highlights in terms of his leadership and the way he played at international level?
Yeah, well, look, he was not someone that was really flashy and looked to be flashy. I mean, you have people that always, look at me, kind of, that sort of footballer, that sort of athlete. And I'm in that category, I must admit. look, he was one that just kind of did his job quietly. Whenever there was a concern, especially under his leadership, whenever there was a concern with anything, you were able to go to him and voice whatever sort of differences you had. And, you know, he'd bring it to the floor, whether it be the manager or with the playing group. And, you know, that's a tough thing to kind of do, and only leaders are able to do that. And he was a leader and a captain for the Olympic team. He was a captain for Melbourne Victory when he had his time here in Melbourne. So he was a born leader, and I know now with the position that he's in and where he's playing, that they have ambitions for him to take over as a manager, because already people know about his qualities as not just on the pitch but off it. You know, that's just as important on what you do on the pitch. It's definitely what you do off. And again, I can't speak highly enough of him. It's just a great, great achievement. I know that soon it'll be time to hang up his boots. And again, we'll be talking about how much of a superstar he was even when he was playing. But I know he's still got a few years in him, I think, domestically. But playing at Socceroos level, traveling all around the world, it certainly takes a lot out of you. Takes a lot away from your family. So now he's probably in another space where he's wants to probably work on his managerial stuff, but spend more time with his family.
Yeah, and it's certainly an admirable trait. We're speaking with Archie Thompson here on SEN. Just a last one before I let you go, because I know you've got to catch a flight. What will be his legacy as a skipper of the Socceroos, given he took the reins at a time where arguably it was in an intergenerational phase, crossing from one generation to another? What will be his greatest legacy?
Well, look, I think it's just from... you have to be his teammate and kind of know the leadership that he brought within the club and all the country. His legacy is left in that. I don't think you will see it much from a supporter's point of view, because we've had some magical captains and amazing captains. But I think what he's left legacy-wise when it comes to players won't be surpassed, because, again, it was outstanding behind the closed doors, which no one got to see.
And I may as well ask you on the way out, Ange Postecoglou, a great achievement in Japan. You must be absolutely thrilled for it.
Absolutely amazing. Again, someone that's left a huge legacy and still keeps continuing to. I actually saw an interview that he did, and he actually said that he doesn't set goals for himself now.
Well, certainly a very, very good achievement. Thank you very much, Archie Thompson, joining us there on the line, reflecting on the international career of Mark Milligan, of course, announcing today that he'll be stepping down from the reins as captain of the Socceroos and indeed international football altogether. Although, as Archie Thompson said, be looking forward to watching him at a domestic level at the very least.